Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you. First question, if you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
1998.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black African American.
Thank you. In your politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Democrat? Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Marketing diploma.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Marketing diploma.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed? Okay, very unsatisfied. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Brian Kemp is doing his job as governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
I approve.
That will be strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, which means you feel neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you ain't never heard of the person or group, you may tell me. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 10. Thank you. Kamala Harris. You said 10?
Zero.
Joe Biden.
Eight.
Tim Scott.
Zero.
Zero. Donald Trump. You said a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian Kemp.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
5,
thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change to issues that matter to you, to your community the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means the black community has a lot of power.
5,
thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say it is much powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
Somewhat powerful.
Somewhat more powerful, thank you. We know it's still a little way off, but But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that the chances are 50-50, and 10 means that you will definitely vote. 0 to 10. Who will you say you care? Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
Great deal. Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Right now, undecided.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I'm sorry. What was that? You're breaking up.
I'll repeat the question. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Oh, you say is my life better or the same?
Yeah, is your life better, worse, or about the same?
It's the same, yeah.
About the same, thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You can use any number from 0 to 10. A student loan debt, 0 to 10.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I couldn't understand.
Okay, I'm going to give to you a list of issues.
Okay, I have
each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means eventually should be one of the Democrats' top priorities in your community. And we definitely should not be one of the top priorities to improve your community. Any number from 0 to 10. The first one is student loan debt.
Zero. And you said, what? I'm sorry, you were breaking up. You say, what? How do I think it will affect my community? That was said.
If you
say 10,
the question is, do you feel it should be a priority for Democrats, or it should not be a priority?
Yeah, it should be a top priority.
The student loan debt. What number you want to give this one? 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. What about health care? What about abortion access?
I really don't feel, I put a zero on that. I don't feel good about that. I know.
Okay. Yeah. What about reducing racism and discrimination? What about climate change? Climate change?
5,
okay, thank you. What about jobs and wages?
Oh, 10.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you another list of issues, and I want you to rate each one of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And 0 means that issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You may use any number from 0 to 10. A student loan debt.
Zero.
Zero. Healthcare.
Zero.
Abortion access.
Zero.
Resisting racism and discrimination.
Zero.
Climate change.
Zero.
Jobs and wages.
Zero.
Thank you so much. Next question, and just so you know, we're almost done here. I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or it will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, but not at all. The Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Does that impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all?
Not that much.
Okay. The American Rescue Plan committed over $4 billion to expand the American workforce by improving diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to workforce for underserved populations.
Yeah.
The options are a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not.
I don't know. Fair amount.
Okay. What about in that proclamation on granting pardons for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same?
Somewhat.
Fair amount?
Yeah, fair amount. Yeah.
Thank you. We almost done now. I'm going to read to you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden / Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing the next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or we will go backwards. We will fight for the future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10.
Ten.
Thank you. Next. Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. 0 to 10.
Seven.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you the most? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. We know it's still a long way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024, general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using a scale from 0 to 10, Zero means that you definitely do not vote. Five means that the chances are 50-50. And 10 means that you will definitely vote in November 2020. And thank you. Will you say you care a great deal? Not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in
2024? That's it. I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Will you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? All
right. Yeah, I care a great deal.
Okay, thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Local Board of Elections, do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Okay. What about Fair Count?
You say fair count?
Yeah, Fair Count.
Oh, not that much.
What about Fair Fight?
Not that much.
What about Black Voters Matter?
Yeah, great deal.
A great deal. What about Pro Georgia?
Oh, yeah, great deal.
What about Secretary of State?
Fair amount.
Fair amount, thank you. What about School Georgia Project?
Fair enough.
Okay, what about People's Agenda?
Somewhat.
A fair amount?
Yeah, fair amount.
Okay, thank you. These next few questions, and are the last ones, are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, four, something else?
Straight.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
70,000.
Okay. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is we would like to have your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in the community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. For serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to be or serve as a Georgia knowledge expert? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
It's Clark2013Damien@gmail.com.
Can you please spell it for me?
Clark.
Okay, Clark.
2013. Yeah, Clark. 2013.
Okay.
Damien.
Clark, 2013.
Damien.
Damien as in D-A-M-I-A-N?
It's I-E-E.
I-E-N, okay.
Yes.
Damien at?
Gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, let me repeat that for you. Clark, 2013, Damien at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. How would you prefer to contact us? Through landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Text message. Yeah.
Text message. Okay. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too.
Hi.
Huh?